Hi everyone,
I
welcome to the next installment of the Shudderboard podcast. I'm Jason Savage, current chair of the Shudderboard, and today I'm joined by Catherine from the Centre for Leadership Performance. Today we're going to talk a bit about the Centre's new website and a bit about the stuff that the Centre does. So I'll hand it over to you, Catherine. Do you want to introduce yourself and take us through?
Thanks very much, Jason. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure that there's probably a lot of people who are already aware of what the Centre does and plans to do, but I think it is really important to try and connect that into our new website. And I was smiling when you said new website. I think we've been living and breathing this for so long now, it kind of doesn't feel like that. But I'll talk a little bit more about that and kind of why it is different to how we had it before. So to try and keep it as short as possible, the centre, we were set up 11 years ago with the idea that we wanted to develop leadership capability in Cumbria. Our mission is to develop Cumbria's leaders of today and tomorrow. And I think that tomorrow piece is very strong for us all. I think we've all realised the importance of investing a lot of time and effort in helping young people to kind of do the best in their lives. So for us, leadership is an everyday capability. It's not a job title. It's not a job role. We can all demonstrate leadership capability. And a lot of that is just presenting an opportunity, giving people confidence and presenting an opportunity. And that's very much what we wanted to bring across in the website. You know, that's very usable, that in visiting it, it's easily identifiable what's there, how it could help you and what to do next. So that's one of the things that we wanted to bring to life through the website. We offer all kinds of programs. I mean, literally, we talk about working from primary right through to boardroom. And actually, that's even not quite correct because we work with the retiring, we work with the retired. It is very much lifelong leadership learning. That's what we're invested in, and that's all of the things that we do. We very much want to create a community. We talk about our community of practice, and that's not just us helping others to learn about leadership. That's enabling others to help one another. Yeah. So we do a lot of matching. We do a lot of brokering to enable the relationship. So businesses learn from businesses. Businesses can help young people to learn. People in secondary school can go and help primary students, pupils to learn. So it's very much about fostering that shared collaborative approach to leadership and to learning. So where does the website come in? So we previously had different websites, and that kind of emerged through our growth as a business. So we had an existing site, which was for the whole of the centre. Mm-hmm. But then as we started to develop programmes for particular audiences, we then started to create, because at the time it felt like the right thing to do, our website. So our website for our Dream Placement Programme, our website for Cumbria Future Leaders, which served a particular purpose at that point in time. But Sarah Glass, who's the other executive director, thinking about our digital strategy moving forward, we spent a period of time reviewing that and whether it would serve us in the future. And really, does it serve our clients, our customers, our audience? That's the key point.
Yeah.
So that's why we decided to integrate those sites to create one. So it was much easier to find what you're looking for, much easier to make the connections between people, because that's very much what we're about, and to make that a user-led experience. And that's what we've been working to achieve. It hasn't been easy. It certainly tested us in lots of different ways, but we're delighted with how it's turned out. And just as I was saying to you, Jason, earlier, although it is now out there, you know, it's never a complete thing, is it? It's not meant to be. It's a living and breathing thing that responds to the people who use it.
Yeah.
That then informs what we put onto it, and it kind of goes from there.
Yeah, good. So how can people find the website?
Okay, so it's the main C4LP address, which is the one that most people would kind of, I suppose, navigate to. So that's www.c4lp.org.uk. But if people are using the Dream Placement website, and if the domain name for that still exists, it just takes you now to the new integrated site. And similarly, any of the other domain names now will take you to the main site And what you'll see, what greets you there, is a nice colourful banner across the top that kind of explains, you know, whoever you are. So we've got a section for parents, we've got a section for primary school educators, secondary school educators, employers. We've got 16 to 25s. So it's much easier to find the areas of the site that are relevant to you. We're also very conscious that actually you can be more than one of those things. So the other brilliant thing that you can do is tailor your experience while you're on there. So there's a sidebar that comes out and it allows you to choose. So obviously you can be a parent and an employee. You can be 16 to 25 and want to be a volunteer. So it allows you to be both of those things, but we then filter, I'm saying we, the amazing technology behind it filters the content so you can actually look at the bits that are relevant to you.
Okay, great. And then if anyone wants to get in touch, so the best way would be to go to your website with it and then go to a contacts thing if they want to get involved in any of the programs.
Exactly. The best thing to do is to register. So up in the top right-hand corner, you can actually join and register as a member. That then enables you to get things directly to your email inbox. So depending on the things you've chosen, it can provide those opportunities directly to you. You don't have to visit the website to get that, but what the website will do will create a far more interactive search function. So job opportunities, training opportunities provided by all kinds of different people. You know, this isn't just about our programs. You know, we have our links to Inspira, to Careers Hub, to other training providers. It is really meant to be somewhere that's easy to use because it is that, and I'm going to use the phrase because I can't think of anything else, one-stop shop.
Yeah.
So it does make it much easier to find the things that you're looking for, especially for young people. You know, I think it's really tough when you're coming out of school. How do you get the information you need? And that's what one of the things that we've tried to do with that section of the website. It's somewhere where you can connect in to the right information and actually just see the breadth of opportunity, because that's the thing that's staggering, isn't it? You know, exactly. How much opportunity there actually is in Cumbria. And yeah, as a young person, how do you actually find that out?
Yeah. And then where can employers go to support, bring that support and bring together and stuff? So I know the work the centre does is really good. So it's good to see a good, as you say, a one-stop shop, but that is a good term to use, isn't it?
I can't think of a better one. But you're right, employers themselves, and I probably haven't said as much about that, but once you've registered, you've got an account area. So if you come on one of our programmes, if you come on one of our short courses, you can build up your own kind of toolbox there. So all of the slides would be on there. If there was additional resources, it's kind of an easy place to keep all of that. Yeah. So again, I think that's really exciting. And for an employer who's trying to help their employees to learn and keep learning, I think that's a really useful additional value add for them as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. I think that gives us a good overview of your new website and a bit about what the centre does. So we'll close it off there. Obviously, anyone listening to this, make sure you go check out the website. As Kevin says, register and you can look at all the programs and they're a member of the cluster and do a lot of work with our cluster companies as well. So that's fantastic. Right. Thank you very much, Catherine.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks very much.
Thanks.